Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Made possible by you, the listener, and our partners and sponsors like Sanderson Ford. Every time you think you can't possibly have another great story or great thing to say about Sanderson Ford, they go and do something like this. They donated a 2016 Roush Stage 3 Mustang, the most powerful, well-balanced production Mustang to launch out of Roush Performance Garage, 5.0-liter V8 engine, 670 horsepower. I had to read that twice to make sure my eyes weren't deceiving me. They've donated this. It retails at just under $70,000 for seven-year-old Dylan Darlin, who suffered a horrible boating accident earlier this summer that took both of his legs below kneecap and one of his hands. They're donating this to raffle. You can buy the tickets through November 13th online at dylansrecovery.com, dylansrecovery.com. $10 for one chance to win, $50 for six chances, and $100 for 13 chances. The winner will be drawn and announced on November 14th. All proceeds from this raffle, 100%, no skimming off the top, no administration fees, no processing fees, all pure profit, not profit, but all funds raised through this raffle go straight to the Dylan Darlin Recovery. So just a great example of what Sanderson Ford does. They weren't approached for this. They heard about Dylan and wanted to do something for him, so they've donated this Mustang. Dylansrecovery.com to get your tickets. That's all. Just another great testament to the community involvement that is constantly going on at Sanderson Ford. If you're looking for a vehicle or ready for the Ford experience, shop Sanderson Ford. Larry in Tucson's next on the line, wants to talk about one of my favorite products, masonry. He's got a slump block home, 1950s. I can almost picture it. Probably a low-sloped ranch-style home. And one of the best built homes in the state. Good morning, Larry.
Hi. Yeah, I was just wanting to ask I even took the plaster off the inside of the block because these houses don't warm up till about July the 4th. And what it is I'm pulling the old Romex out of the wall and putting in new Romex, you know, the three-way Romex. I mean, the old Romex I'm pulling out looks just like the day it was put in. But then I was told by a electrician that I'm supposed to have underground wire down the void in the block. Is that the way I'm supposed to go or not? I always follow the code.
Sure.
And get permits.
So this is a permitted. You've already got your permit for this?
No, I don't have no permit for the inside. You know.
And always do permits, but no permits for a rewire. What? And I'm sorry. The electrician told you what?
He said that I'm supposed to have underground wiring down the void in the block instead of Romex.
The type of wire. I gotcha. You're talking about... I thought you were talking about the grounding. When a home is built, generally speaking, the foundation is set in rebar, and they wrap a copper wire around the rebar and leave it exposed, and they tie that into the service panel, and that's your grounding for the home. What you're talking about is an underground wire grade, which is different than a in-wall cavity grade wire. And your electrician has told you need to put the underground wire inside your slump block to be up to code. I do not know the correct answer for that, but that's why we here at Rosie on the House have our certified partners, and we're going to get an electrician on the line to answer that for you. Hang tight, Larry. We will get expert electrician. I won't make a prediction. I'll let an electrician get that for you. But I will say, We're going to have to talk a little bit more about that permit situation. Alex in Tempe's next on the line while we track down electrician for Larry. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Well, thank you.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm calling for a friend of mine who has a plumbing problem in the kitchen. Her husband tried to put a brisket down the garbage disposal, and it didn't work out so well.
Put a what?
A brisket.
A brisket?
Yeah, the aftermath of a brisket.
Down the garbage disposal, and it didn't work well. Is it?
Yeah. So, what happened is the sink was clogged. They called the plumber. He came out and went through the P-trap, et cetera, on out. Was able to clear the drain to where it's draining now, but now she has a horrible odor that's coming out of the kitchen area. Now, in addition to this, what's happened is the prior owner of the home built an addition on the side of the house. It was never permitted, but when they bought the house, it was grandfathered over. My guess is what's happened is they have, when they built the addition, they covered up the clean out, and they also put a pass-through that went through over the kitchen sink out to this addition room. So there doesn't appear to be any vent pipe that goes from that drain up through the roof. My question is each drain supposed to have a vent pipe?
Yes. Sometimes they are shared. I don't ever recall a case in the kitchen I have seen that. More often than not, that's when bathrooms back up to each other, and they're using the same drain line for vanity sinks on either side of the wall. I've never seen that a drain pipe in the kitchen that was shared. So if you're on the outside of the home and you're not seeing a plumbing exhaust sticking out from the roof around that kitchen, there's a good chance something was not followed to code in that addition.
That's my guess, because it appears that the kitchen drain itself is in line with what would be the laundry room. Now, there is a vent pipe coming out of the laundry room. There is a vent pipe coming out of both of the bathrooms, but there is no vent pipe that appears to be coming out of the kitchen. The plumber was saying that the whole system probably drained over to the other side of the house where the master bath and the hall bath is. But from there out to the alley where the main line would be sits a swimming pool. So I'm not sure how it would drain over to that side of the house to go out to the main.
And I couldn't answer that for you either, sight unseen. Generally speaking, what age?
I'm going to guess.
Not you, the home.
House was built in the late 60s, early 70s. It's block
and
construction.
Tempe,
and
red brick,
the drain does go out to the alley as opposing to the front street. But we can't find any clean out on the back side of the house anywhere.
Yeah, and if it really does go to the alley on the drain, there should be a clean-out. Now, there's many clean-outs that get covered over with landscaping, and whether it was intentional or just over time and build-up, that happens. But there's a couple things here specifically for your situation, because it's all going back to an aroma problem that didn't happen until a large chunk of meat product was put down the disposal, correct?
Right.
Y'all never had an issue ahead of that?
No.
And how long had they been in the home? You said this is a friend of yours?
Yeah. Oh, they've been in the home at least 8 years now.
Yeah. I'm not sure that there's a whole lot to be concerned about other than just eliminating that odor. When you said the plumber came out and cleaned out the P-trap and the drain and everything, and that's when the problem odor started?
Well, he took out the P-trap to get to the drain to go out the house because there was no clean-out on that side of the house. We can't find a clean-out anywhere on the house.
And that's when the aroma started, though, when that intrusion into the drain system was made?
Yeah, after he had cleaned it, after he had cleared it, yes.
Yeah.
My friend thinks that it's leaking underneath the vanity, and I'm like, no, Colin, it's coming up out of that's sewer gas. It's coming up out of the sink.
It could, but I was kind of thinking a leak as well. A 60s home, original drain piping, and we sent an auger down it, that's a pretty easy situation to create a leak on a joint that's, you know, 50 years old.
Right.
It may not be right under the sink, but it could be farther down the line.
And then coming back in.
And odor finds that there's no, there's nothing that can hide from odor. It will find its way with air travel. So I'm not so sure I wouldn't check a couple things. If it was a licensed, bonded, insured plumber, many of them carry cameras. I'm not so sure I wouldn't call them back and have them send a camera down the line just to confirm we have no leaks that were developed when we snaked it out. Then if that's the case, I'm just wondering why. A long-time plumber, he should be able to look at homes around that house. It's a development.
Right.
In the 60s, those floor plans, they were probably only five or six, if that many different floor plans in that entire neighborhood. You should be able to go up on that roof, look around at your neighbor's rooftops, and in about 4 or 5 minutes, identify if there is a drain pipe that should be coming out over the kitchen, or if they did do it in line with the laundry room down. You should be able to tell very quickly if you've got a covered up vent drain just by simple observation of your neighbor's roofs. If they're determined that there likely should be a vent, well, then we've got to do a little bit more. That's going to get a little tricky, going to include a little bit of breaking into the attic and the roof. But because they've been there 8 years and there's been no aroma until we broke into the sewer line, I'm guessing your problem is from there down, downhill. What do they say about plumbing? It all flows downhill and paydays on Friday. It's not quite that simple, but I'm guessing your problem is downline. Check that first. And while you're waiting on the plumber to come and send a camera down there or do a water leak check, jump up on the patio roof if you're able, or just spend some time walking that alleyway and look at the other vent formations of your neighbor's home, and you'll get your answer pretty quick.